Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a podcast of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, MTAM for short. My name is Melissa. TIE Detroit and Kaiba Accelerator have partnered to bring a mobility competition to TIECON Detroit, aimed at recognizing the top six second-stage startups working on disruptive technologies in broad-based industries such as cybersecurity, smart cities, and big data machine learning. The finalists will compete before an audience of automotive executives, venture capitalists, angel investors, and Silicon Valley technologists. Joining me today is Tal Ganeshan, president of TIE Detroit, to discuss the details of the competition. Ty, welcome back. It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Glad to be on the show, Melissa.
Thank you. So I know this conference has been going on for several years now, but can you give us an idea, like a background of the conference, its purpose, and how it came about?
Sure. I mean, the conference itself is called, you know, previously we used to call TIECON Midwest. Now we renamed to TIECON Detroit. And TIECON Detroit is the conference hosted by the organization called TIE Detroit, which is the chapter of the largest organization called TIE, which originally started in the Silicon Valley. And so the purpose is really to foster entrepreneurship. So what we are trying to do here is, how do we take the successful elements of, you know, entrepreneurship happening in the Valley and really add the local flavor as to what's happening in Detroit and Michigan, and that's really what this conference is all about. And so that's what you're going to see in the next couple of weeks at the Renton Marriott.
Fantastic. I understand you've made a pretty big change this year. You have a new location. Where has the event moved, and can you tell us why you decided to make this change?
So, you know, all of our prior conferences were held in Dearborn, the land of the Ford. However, as you know, a lot of things are happening in our city. Our city is a comeback city. Our state is a comeback state. And now with the, you know, Little Caesars Arena in there, now the Red Wings have moved, the Pistons have moved. A lot of cool things and a lot of amazing things are happening. In short, there is a lot of action. And we decided, wow, that's where we ought to be. We ought to be where the action is. And so the city, the heart of the city, which is where the Renton Marriott is located, and that's where we're going to host the conference. And so we believe that's where this conference should really belong and really part of this comebackness.
Nice. And, you know, you're right. I mean, Michigan, Detroit, everybody in that whole area, it's amazing what the changes have been. And a lot of people are starting to come back to the city. So I think it's a great move. Congratulations. I look forward to seeing what happens.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. Can you tell us when the event takes place?
So the event is taking place on the November the 9th, which is a Thursday, and November the 10th, which is a Friday, and that Friday happens to be a Veterans Day. I believe it's holiday for some people. So that's when it's a two-day event. And it is happening, obviously, at the GM Renaissance Center, right in the heart of the city. And so at the Marriott, it's one of the prime locations that we can possibly find in our entire state. So that's where this conference is really happening.
Yeah, what a beautiful location. How do people register to attend?
So people go to the website. It's www.tycondetroit.org, and there are a lot of red buttons out there. So it's easy to locate them, and they just click the button, and it takes them into the registration screens.
Thank you. So now let's talk about the mobility competition. Can you give us an overview of what the event is and why you've incorporated it into the TIECON Detroit event?
Yes. So as you know, Melissa, you know, Detroit and Michigan is the mobility capital, right? And with a lot of things happening, you know, with the connected cars, autonomous vehicle, with all the OEMs and the supplier in our area, and mobility is a big thing. I mean, if you really look at all the companies now, Ford is having its own mobility company now, and now all the OEMs are starting to call themselves as a mobility company. So the whole transportation model is getting disrupted. And so mobility is a huge part of that, and us being in Detroit, it becomes a natural choice for us to, you know, host something like this and have some competition and have some, you know, amazing startups come and pitch. And I think that will really get the entrepreneurial scene kicking up several notches. And that's really the main purpose of us doing this mobility competition. This is the second year in a row. We had an amazing success last year, and we want to continue on with that success.
So speaking
and,
of last year, whoops, go ahead. Continue your thought.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Melissa. Go ahead.
Well, so speaking of last year, you had some amazing individuals. Will some of those individuals maybe be back today to add information or share experiences with the people who are attending this year?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, you know, a couple companies I can say. I mean, the Voy Hoy, a company from South America, Latin America, I mean, they were the winner last year. So as a result of winning the competition, now they are, you know, totally tied into our ecosystem. What that means is that they are able to connect with mentors, corporate executives, investors, and, you know, allow them to grow. I mean, you know, end of the day, it's all about, you know, raising capital, getting insights, making some new connections. So that's how businesses grow. And I believe, you know, that's what they got out of it. And another company, you know, Spatial, also the company that came in. And so they were able to make a lot of those connections. So I'm hoping some of them are coming back to not participate, but attend and expand their networking.
Very nice. Is there a cost to enter the mobility competition?
No, it's free. I mean, to register for it, it is free. And we encourage all highly qualified companies that are really wanting to make an impact to apply and be part of this. So it's going to be like a Shark Tank style presentation with, you know, six different judges in there judging them.
Who are you looking to have as entrants into the competition? Can you be a little specific about that?
So any startup, obviously, first let me define what mobility is, because if you ask what mobility is in the Silicon Valley, they have a different definition. And here in Detroit, we have a different definition. But the definition that I wanted to use is really, in my mind, mobility is something that moves. Anything that moves, we define mobility from point A to point B. It could be movement of people, movement of goods, movement of data, movement of services, movement of information. And so anything around that, if anybody is working on an idea, and have a startup, and they should all apply. So it applies to any startup pursuing in the field of mobility. So it's not just limited to automotive. Automotive is one of several areas that we are looking at. And I want to make that distinction clear, because I keep getting that question all the time. What do you say when you say mobility? Are we talking auto mobility? No, it's across the board.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So as far as entrance in the competition, do they have to be already established in business? Do they have to have a certain amount of revenue? Is it somebody that just maybe has an idea that they're looking to get started?
I mean, obviously, if somebody has a revenue, it is nice, but that should not stop them from applying. You know, if somebody has a code, you know, code, a proof of concept, a prototype, MVP, minimum viable product, and even have some sort of attraction, doesn't have to have a customer per se, customer traction, customer validation. Closer to getting the revenue would increase their chances of, you know, getting into the competition and, of course, winning the competition.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So do you expect that the entrants will come from the Detroit area?
If the history tells me something, that last year we had global participation, Melissa, believe it or not, we never expected that would happen. We had entries all over the world. People came and participated in the conference. We have people flying in from India. We have people, flying in from Brazil. I believe there was somebody from Australia. I mean, it was all over the map. And so although we hope there will be more entrants from the Detroit area, but the competition itself is open globally. And our goal is to find the best startup that can, work in the mobility landscape.
Very nice. And that says a lot about how you've done your outreach and things like that, how you've set up the competitions to work, that you're getting that international attention, bringing these people in. It just shows, I guess, a little bit, too, about how small the world is becoming, but how important all of this is and what a huge player Detroit is in this market.
It is. It is. And that is why, we are trying to showcase that. I mean, as you know, the whole automotive industry is going through an unprecedented transformation, right? Like into a completely new mobility ecosystem. And so to do that, and we meaning Detroit and Michigan, to continue to be the leader, we are to get the best of the best from wherever they are and really, put them into our ecosystem. And so that's really what we are trying to do from the Ticon Detroit perspective, and also from the Thai Detroit perspective. That's really what we are doing. I mean, I think, we are on the cusp of a revolution, I would say, mobility revolution. And the pace of changing is so breathtaking. And so to me, more competition like this, more events like this, and connecting the ecosystem. Like you said, the world is becoming smaller and smaller with all this connectivity. So, so getting them involved and part of our ecosystem goes a long way, though. That's really one of the other things that we are trying to get out of this conference. It's not just competition, but opportunities beyond that.
Absolutely. And I know last year in speaking with people, when I was there, the collaboration, the connections made, the networking, the pulling together of resources. And I know, like in some of the other competitions that I've been involved with, there have been people who have actually moved to Detroit to work with some of the entrepreneurial resources in the area because they are some of the best that are available.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you really look at our landscape, Melissa, you would see, we have the highest concentration of engineering talent anywhere in the country. We have an affordable cost of living, and we have all the OEM, major OEMs, and the whole supplier base is located. It's prime location for research and development and developing new ideas. So it's just that we got beaten up so bad in the past. People are still not, continuing to, believe that we are come back and amazing things can happen. So at least now people start to recognize. And I think we are to create more awareness around it and really create more opportunities in our region. And that's really what we are trying to focus.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your efforts. So back
yes.
to the competition. Can you tell us how the competition works? And does it all take place at the event? Or are there some pre-event or preliminary parts of the competition?
Sure. So there are two parts to this competition, Melissa. One is pre-screening and then actual pitching at the event. So we get a lot of entries, as you know, and then what we do, we have experts review all those, companies. And based on their pre-screening criteria, they will identify six companies. And those six companies will be shortlisted, and then we will invite them to a Shark Tank-style presentation at the Ticon on Thursday. And so they will go in front of the judges. So that's really that's how the process works for the competition.
Okay. So The ones who aren't part of the six finalists, are there then benefits to them for entering the competition, even if they don't end up being a finalist?
Well, absolutely. I mean, just I'm just talking from a standpoint. I'm a startup, right? I'm the person who came into participate in the competition. That marketing itself, hey, I participated in the mobility competition of Taycan Detroit 2017. It goes a long way. And customers, the investors recognize that. In fact, some of these guys, when they go and talk to the investor, we were shortlisted at Taycan. That goes a long way because we are not a Mickey Mouse project, so you know. We are one of the largest entrepreneurial organizations. It has so much of brand power, especially given in Silicon Valley and in the East Coast, where Thai is almost known for synonymous with entrepreneurship. If you don't know Thai, you don't know entrepreneurship. And the joke around the valley is that if you don't know Thai, you are not a venture capitalist. And so that really goes a long way. So that the brand equity they would get out of participating goes a long way. And of course, they will connect with the fellow entrepreneurs who are in the same space. They have access to the corporate executives, the investors, the subject matter experts, future employees, co-founders, connectivity to the service providers. I mean, I can list yada yada yada, but bottom line is that they get so much of tangible, real benefits coming out of the conference,
right?
And coming out of the competition itself,
right? So, excuse me. To your point, I do remember last year. The number of people who attended that came in from Silicon Valley, from all over the, you know, basically all over the world to attend your event. And, I mean, these weren't people that were just starting out. I mean, these people had built their name in these industries. So I can speak to, the talent, the resources, you know, that Taycan is, of course, you know, one of the premier events as entrepreneurs go.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
I can vouch for that. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So
thank
who
you.
Are our judges this year? You're welcome. Who are your judges this year?
So we have Dave Hurst from Ford Motor Company. Nin Desai, she's the CEO at Nin Ventures out of Chicago. We have Doug Neal, he's the managing director from eLab Ventures. We have John Rimanelli, he's the founder and CEO of Airspace Experience Technologies. He's into drones and all kinds of stuff. And Greg Garrett, he's from the CGS Advisors. And then we also have Andreas Mai, he's also an investor. So we have a very, very powerful panel, coming from corporation, venture capitalists, and heavy-duty entrepreneurs. So you would have the whole array of, entrepreneurs and VCs looking at them. And then who knows? They may even invest in them, right? They're not
absolutely.
Right, you know, it's not just judging, it's much beyond that. I mean, if they really like the idea, love the idea, because all these guys have a lot of money. They're just looking for good deals. And when they spot a good deal,
absolutely.
You know what happens? Magic happens. So if you're looking for a magic, you ought to come and pitch.
Absolutely. And if they're not interested, they might know someone who is. So that's why it's so important. You never know who you're going to meet at these events. You never know who's going to know somebody that might be, you know, hey, this is their thing. It's definitely a do not miss event.
It is. I mean, Melissa, let's look at it as a fact. I mean, where else you will meet so many people in one place in a couple hours? You tell me. I mean, if you tell me a place, I'd like to go there. You know what I mean? So that's really what people, you know, please, I'm looking for one. So let me know. So that's really what they're going to get out of it.
I think it's called Thai Detroit. Right. I think it's called Thai Detroit,
you.
Right?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
yes.
welcome. So, okay, let's get to what people really want to know. Is there a substantial cash prize for the winner? So let's talk a little bit about the prizes. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, so it's not really a price per se, Melissa. So it's more about an investment. Obviously, I also have a company myself, Kaiba Accelerator. So I decided to, you know, put $50,000 into the company, invest into the company who's the winner of the competition. So it's not a price money per se. So we'll invest in them and we'll provide, you know, support services, mentorship, and actual $50,000 cash investment going into the company. So that's really what we are looking at. And then besides that, then the TAI itself will provide some mentoring through the mentors that we have in our ecosystem. So they get the benefit of my company that I own privately, and as well as the benefit coming from the organization itself. And so that's what the
very nice.
The winner is going to walk away with.
Very nice. And as we've already talked about, I mean, that's huge. The experience, the knowledge, the connections, the ability to move someone forward. I mean, that's what we're looking for, right?
Yes, and the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what do you think the future would be for the winner of this competition?
So some of them, I mean, in fact, I'm working with a couple of them from last year. Now we are talking into customers. And customers wanting to use their solution. And so that's what I expect the future, you know, the winners of the competition is that their trajectory will take off. They will go in a different trajectory in terms of their growth opportunities because they are put in a spotlight, you know, right? Melissa, when you are in a spotlight, everybody goes after them. And so, and they will get the best out of each one of them wanting to work with them. Whether it be an investment, whether it be a subject matter expert, somebody wants to, you know, give them a business development. So you would get access to the best of the best wanting to work with the best of the best. And that's what will happen going forward. And so I think to me, the future, you know, to me will be so bright for the winners. And not only for the winners, anybody who is even participating in the competition get the same amount of benefits, except that they won't get the investment, you know, cash investment. But other than that, the future is so bright for all of them.
Right. And, you know, even if they don't win, so going to your point here, being with the people who do win or the other, meeting other entrepreneurs that are in similar industries, you get to pull from them as well. You meet, you friend them. Maybe you swap some basic employees or some startup people. You join another company maybe for a little bit just to get some experience. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, no matter how you dice and slice, I only see benefits all around. I don't see anyone coming here and getting disappointed. Oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I got screwed up at this event. Nothing came out of it. No, they'll be so super excited. They will get the high coming out of the event, you know, mingling with so many people. To me, it's benefit all around. I just cannot
Absolutely.
See anyone negative. Yeah, anything that is not for them.
And I totally agree with that. So let's
yes.
talk a little bit about Kaiba Accelerator. We've got, I don't know, maybe about 5 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about Kaiba and what the purpose of it is.
Yeah, so like I said, with a lot of things happening in Detroit and a lot of things happening in the mobility space and a lot of things happening in the disruptive technologies in our area, Melissa, so I thought to myself, Bob, you know, I've been involved in this entrepreneurial ecosystem for quite some time. So how do I leverage them? How do I take them forward? And so that's really that's how the Kaiba Accelerator came about. It's really a second stage business technology accelerator focusing on, you know, disruptive technologies. You know, when I say disruptive, it could be anything, you know, in mobility, could be in health. It could be in artificial intelligence, machine learning. It could be even financial technologies, even blockchain, all kinds of stuff. And so that's what we focus on. We try to invest money, you know, in them. We mentor them. And we also provide some customer development and business development. So that's what the Kaiba Accelerator is all about. It's really entrepreneurship on steroids.
I love that.
Yeah,
so,
without side effects.
Well, maybe we need to, next time we'll have to, when you say that, we're going to have some sound effects or something to kind of make it a little bit more impactful.
Let's do that.
Yes, let's. So as we wrap up, we've learned a little bit about Kaiba. We've learned about the mobility competition, things like that. Are there any last items you'd like to share with our audience? Maybe your website for Thai Detroit. Again, maybe any contact information, the dates again of the event.
Yeah, so the actual date of the event, dates are November 9th, Thursday, and November 10th, which is Friday, at the GM Renaissance Center, the Detroit Marriott, in the heart of the city. And those are the two dates for the conference. The actual mobility competition is happening on the Thursday in the evening. And the information to find is at the website, www.taikondetroit.org. Let me say that again. It's www.taikondetroit.org. And there are a lot of red buttons throughout the website. You can't miss them. So you just click them, and so it's so easy to find. And the rest of the information is so user-friendly out there. So I look forward to seeing each one of you at the conference. It's an amazing conference. We are at an amazing time, exciting times in the city. And let's all come together and really, you know, create an entrepreneurial, vibrant ecosystem within our state and in our city.
Tell, that was really well said. There is nothing that I can add to that that would make it sound any better. You know, I really appreciate all of your efforts into the entrepreneurial ecosystem in our state. I mean, I can speak from last year's event. It was absolutely amazing. And I remember that at the end of it, I'm like, but wait a minute, I want more. I mean, it was so energizing and uplifting. And I met some amazing people there. I mean, I cannot say enough good stuff about it. Fortunately, I won't be able to be there this year, but I will be back next year. And, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about, social media. Will people be posting on social media so maybe those of us who can attend can kind of keep in touch?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So we are all over the map in the social media. We are on the LinkedIn, the Facebook, Twitter. Our hashtag is, you know, Taikon Detroit 2017. So check us out on all the social media channels and tag us. Comment on us, like us, whatever you wanted to do, whatever is, you know, your preferences. But let's get the engagement going there socially as well for those who cannot come physically and attend the conference.
Absolutely. And then put it on your calendar for next year. Usually October, November is about the same time that you host these events, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Wonderful. Well, Tal, thank you again so much for your time today. Good luck with the event, and I look forward to hearing great things.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for having me. You have an excellent day.
Thank you. TAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.